Hi guys, it's Monday the 9th of May 2011 and I'd like to welcome you to this, the first in a series of podcasts that I'll be doing looking at the ongoing developments at the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant in Japan. Today what I'm going to be talking about is the new developments at the Reactor 1 building. So with Reactor 1 there's been quite extensive work carried out over the last few weeks to try and bring the reactor into some sort of cold shutdown, or should I say preparation has been made to attempt to bring the reactor into some sort of cold shutdown. So we've had nitrogen injected into the primary containment vessel to reduce the level of or reduce the risks of a hydrogen explosion, should I say. And also what we've had is air filtration system has been installed in the reactor building itself in order to try and hopefully bring the levels of radiation down in order for a full inspection to be undertaken to assess the possibility of installing a new cooling system for the reactor. So what happened yesterday, the inner doors of the reactors was opened, and with some small allegedly small radiation releases from the Reactor 1 building. And today a party of 8 workers performed an evaluation of the areas within inside the Reactor 1 building. However, what they found was when they attempted to go to the first floor, the radiation readings were in excess of 700 millisieverts per hour of radiation. So it doesn't take a genius, and I certainly don't need to tell you the difficulties that they're going to have, that the difficulties that they've been presented with now finding that level of radiation emission in that area. It's probably safe to say that no human can work in that area for any great length of time without drastically increasing the risks of acute radiation poisoning and acute radiation sickness. And again, I don't need to tell you what that means. So this is the situation what we're in. Various experts have been talking over the last few weeks, over the last few months, because here we are now. We're now 2 months into this, and the coolant function still hasn't been restored. But this is it. Like I mentioned, we've various commentators such as Arne Gundertsen, Christopher Busby, various other commentators as well, and nuclear experts have said that they think the possibility that workers will be unable to work in the environments needed to be needed to be inspected and so on will be very slim. So they've said right from the very word go that the radiation levels on site are that high in places that there's going to be no way that human beings can work in those sorts of environments. So as we've seen today, by the data being released of the 700 millisieverts per hour of radiation being emitted in the Reactor 1 building, that prediction has sadly come true. The Nuclear Industrial Safety Agency of Japan has said working in double digits radiation exposure is difficult enough, never mind working at the levels that have been detected. I think there's going to have to be some serious thought and serious consideration about what to do. So this is just one reactor we're talking about here. We haven't even received any data for reactor number 2 or reactor number 3. Nobody's been able to get into reactor number 2 nor reactor number 3. Now the thing is, reactor number 1 was suspected of being the least damaged. So if this is what we're getting from the least damaged reactor, we can only imagine what may very well be detected in the other reactors if the window of opportunity arises for workers to be able to go in and perform an evaluation and an assessment of the site itself. Anyway, I'm going to leave this short podcast here, and I hope to get another one done at some point in the future. Take care. Bye.